More than 300 Nashville teens gathered this week at the Mayor's Youth Summit to brainstorm improvements for the city, and they identified a broad range of challenges.
We need better access to programs like AP and after-school activities.
Encouraging carpooling.
Other problems like waking up extra early.
We kind of need to fix like the way teachers interact with students and make them more interested in what they're talking about so that students can be engaged.
Voices there from Hume Fogg, Hillsborough, and Cane Ridge High Schools. But the most dire subject on many minds was teen violence, especially with so many students attending whose classmates have been killed. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
They begin with some friendly icebreakers. Then the few dozen students in this room are asked to stand and sort themselves into groups.
Has everyone found their group?
Based on what they feel is the most pressing issue.
For young people.
Guns are the first words yelled out, or more generally,
teen violence.
Teen violence. Okay. Is that everybody?
Several groups focus on violence, talking through its personal impacts. Like Heyman Yassin from Glencliff High School. Police say a 16-year-old classmate of hers was fatally shot by another teen this month.
A lot of people think that owning a gun is safe, like it'll keep me safe and I can like protect myself, but it's also just like what could happen, like there's misfires, there's gun altercations. It's just so much violence for no reason. Like, if we had actually talked to each other and we try to understand where one another are coming from, things would be so much easier on us.
And back in her small group, they try to come up with solutions. For example, whether more schools should copy Glencliff's peace team, which mediates disputes, and some other ideas.
Community centers, mentors, to where they can be around positive influence, to be able to communicate with each other, how to handle anger, manage without fighting.
That's Kendra Smith from East Magnet, who sees a lot of incidents as part of a cycle. Arguments become fights, fights end up on social media, tensions escalate. And Bella Dotson, a Hume Fogg junior, challenges her peers to recognize violence in all of its forms.
Hitting what types of violence is important, because people, when they think teen violence, they definitely like first go to guns. So I think it's very important that we think about like, hey, there's not only gun violence in schools and in homes, there's a whole category.
Sexual assault and verbal abuse are on her list. And she says too much emphasis is put on counseling after something bad happens instead of prevention. Her suggestions will be among those delivered to the mayor and other officials. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.